Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Celtic great Antoine Walker. Antoine, how you doing? It's Lou, it's Christian, it's Mago.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. I'm doing good.
So we were just talking about Draymond Green and the Celtics' approach to him. It seems like maybe he got in their head a little bit. How do you think they should handle him? How would you handle him?
I mean, if you're not going to go back and do some of the antics that he's going to do, I mean, you got to try to ignore him. But I thought Grant Williams, I feel like Grant Williams is not backing down from him. So I think you put a guy like that on him, a guy who's going to be physical, just as physical as he are. But you can't let him punk you. You have to defend yourself. I thought Jaylen Brown did a good job of that and not backing down from him. But you got to understand what Draymond does and what he's going to do throughout a series. One thing, he's going to set screens. He's the heart and soul of their team. He's the physical force that they have on their team. So he wants to present a physical force. But it's not that type of series. You know, I don't think the Celtics are a physical team, but it's not that type of series. So I feel like he's on an island by himself and he's out there trying to create some type of drama to keep himself motivated more so than it's actually going on in the game. And I think that's just something. I think if he does not do this, he doesn't feel like he's doing his job for the Golden State Warriors.
So I guess if you break it down, like, he's become the story of this game, and I feel like there were other issues other than Draymond Green that led to the loss, right? I mean, it wasn't just Draymond Green acting a fool.
No, Draymond Green wasn't. I really don't feel like Draymond Green was that impactful to the game. I think when you look at this game and why the Celtics lost, the first thing that jumps out to me was the 19 turnovers. Because the turnovers lead to the Steph Curry threes, the open three-point looks they get in transition. To add to that, where Draymond may play a part at in the basketball sense of it, Draymond and Kevon Looney were better than Robert Williams and Al Horford. Where in the first game, Al Horford and Robert Williams were terrific, they were not very good. And then thirdly, and something that nobody talks about, Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart were not very good yesterday. Jaylen got out to a good start in the first 6 or 7 minutes of the game, but he kind of disappeared and was only 5 for 17. But they're not going to win with Marcus Smart having 2 points. I'm not saying Marcus has to have 15 or 20 points, but he has to have the impact on the game, whether defensively or offensively, because he's too good of a player. He's the X factor in this series because Marcus can do so many different things on the basketball court. So that's where the Celtics lost the game, man. I mean, it's a 2-point game at halftime. Mm-hmm. And those two third quarters, I even go back to game one and obviously game two now, the Celtics have to be concerned coming out the locker room not to give up these huge leads in the third quarter, because Golden State is too good of a team to be able to think you're going to be able to come back on them all the time.
Antoine, I couldn't agree with you more about those turnovers, but I do want to ask one more question about Draymond Green. Were you surprised to hear that explanation from Steve Javy about the way that the way that refs decide some of these calls and him not getting that technical after tangling up with Jaylen in the second quarter? Is that something that you've heard before? Did it catch you off guard at all?
Well, I think some players do get the fairness of the whistle because of the way they play. I think Draymond, they know Draymond's going to stir it up a little bit. He's one of the more physical players now in the league, and the league is not very physical now. So he may get the fairness of the whistle sometimes because they know he likes to mix it up. And the referees watch film just like teams watch him. They are aware and have a pulse of what's going on in this series. But where I can say this, I think Draymond made a huge mistake with the comments that he made, I think on SportsCenter after the game about that the referees know to referee him differently. I think you don't put stuff out there like that. I think that sets a bad tone. I think also it's letting the refs know that, hey, I'm going to make a dirty play. I'm going to do something dirty, and I know I can get past it. So I think he may have stuck his foot in his mouth with that one.
All right, we're talking to Antoine Walker, former Celtic great. And Antoine, this team, this Celtics team, you mentioned coming out of halftime, but this is the way the whole postseason has gone, whether it's turnovers or coughing up games late or not coming out in the third quarter. It's almost like this young team, I guess you could still say, hasn't really learned their lesson from game to game. I know you, your rookie year, you was young, you know, you were young on that team. Paul Pierce was young in that Nets series. Do you see any similarities, or do you, can you figure out why this team almost needs to lose to get back to their A game?
No, I think it's, you know, obviously it's not great at times, but one thing you can say about this team is that they've went through everything you could possibly go throughout a playoff run trying to get a championship. And then on top of that, they've played two game sevens. They've had to go on the road and win big games. So they're prepared and ready for everything. So I don't get discouraged if I see them have a bad game, because they've bounced back. They've yet to lose two games back-to-back. So I'm not worried about that. But the only thing that could be a little concerning is you're playing a veteran team. You're playing against a team that's been to six out of the last eight finals. So, you know, your mistakes have to be down. You don't want to beat yourself. You want to have to make Golden State beat you. So I'm very confident in this group because of that ability to go on the road and win. They've been a great road team. I think they're like 8-3 on the road, so that they have the great ability to go on the road and win games. So I'm not concerned with it. I don't put it on any age or youth. I think they'll be ready to go Wednesday. They'll bounce back and take control of the series.
So when you look at how Ime Udoka like gets teed up, right, for saying some, I guess, aggressive, you know, unsportsmanlike conduct, mm-hmm. like language, as a player, Do you like that? Because I thought, okay, there's either Ime was really kind of irritated, or he's trying to, you know, light a fire under his team. Which one do you think it was?
I think it's a combination. I think one, you can be irritable about the refs last night, even though the fouls end up being pretty much balanced out. Golden State got the fairness of the whistle last night a little, so I could see him being upset, but also with his team as well, seeing if he can ignite a fire in them as well. So it goes both ways, and he's not a guy that gets technical fouls. So it had to be something that was really irritating him for him to even get that far to get a technical foul.
Antoine, from a big picture view, how do you feel after the Celtics split, taking game one and then really getting their doors blown off pretty much in game two? Have you changed your expectations for Celtics in six? Are you feeling more or less bullish on them?
I actually feel better now that I got an opportunity to see a couple games. I think the Celtics are in great position, and I think Jason Tatum's has yet to hit his stride. I know he played better last night, but I think he has a lot of room for improvement. I think he may have a couple big games in him, which is that bodes well. When I look at Golden State on their side, I think they have more adjustments to make. I think Steph Curry, not saying he's playing great, I don't know how much better he can play. He's averaging 30 points in a series, shooting 45 from the three. So he's where he's going to be at. The Celtics have done a terrific job of taking Klay Thompson and Jordan Poole, to me, out this series. They haven't been effective. I just think Golden State has more adjusting to do to be able to handle the Celtics. But the Celtics are a team that has depth. Both teams have tremendous depth. Mm-hmm. But also the Celtics have to make sure that, you know, Marcus Smart and, you know, Al Horford, those guys have impactful games.
All right, we're talking to Antoine Walker. Antoine, you were just talking about Jason Tatum, and obviously first-team All-NBA, he's a superstar in this game. He's still only 23 years old. When you look at his game, you know, we were talking about the refs, and sometimes, you know, we can be kind of annoyed, and I'm complaining about calls and not getting back on defense. What do you see in his game? Is there another step for Jason Tatum?
Definitely another step, and I think he has to – matchup situations. It was several times in that first half that he had Gary Payton second on him, Steph Curry. He has to punish him. He has to use his body, his size, and get to the free throw line. You know, have a game. One of those games like you had in the Miami Heat series where you get to the line 15, 20 times. And also, as a superstar, where he's at right now as a player, he has to be the one to stop those third quarter runs. Mm-hmm. Whether that's getting to the free throw line, whether that's taking it on himself and scoring a couple buckets, that's what superstars do. They take it to that next level. So that's where he can elevate his game at. And then, like in game one, if the shot's not going, still be impactful. He had 13 assists.
Yeah.
Still make sure you can impact the game. That's another step to being there. Everything doesn't have to be predicated on if you're scoring and if you're making threes. You are the superstar on this team. You are the guy that's going to have the most opportunities to be impactful. you have to do those things, and that's what's going to be. That's what's going to get him to that next level, and then a superstar talk.
Hey, okay, Antoine, this is Christian. So I got a personal question for you, because do you have daughters? You have daughters, right?
Yes, I have two daughters.
Do they hoop? Do they play hoop?
No, volleyball.
Volleyball. Okay, so I guess I don't know what the version of a technical would be in volleyball. Okay, but so if you say your daughter was like playing basketball and she got a technical, would you be proud or nervous?
What if she's 10 years old?
Well, I'm a competitor, so I like a little feistiness and a little trash talking. So it depends what it's for. I mean, but
she threw her to the ground.
She threw another girl to the ground.
No, I want a clean technical. No, oh, okay. I want that one throwing it to the ground.
Okay. All right, Antoine. I'm going on a limb here, predicting you think that Banner 18 will be up. You think the Celtics win this series?
Yeah, I still like them at six. I just think the Celtics' depth, and after seeing two games, and if they could continue to contain Clay, I just don't think Steph is going to be able to beat the Celtics by himself. I'm not saying he's by himself, but I just think he's the more aggressive guy right now offensively. He's the one that's got it going, and the Celtics are doing a good job of keeping the other guys at bay. And I think the Celtics they're a little bit more deeper than Golden State.
All right, it's Antoine Walker. Antoine, listen, man, we really appreciate you spending some time with us. Enjoy the rest of the series, and hope to talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
You got it.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.